This season of the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast is proudly supported by My Music Staff.
Welcome to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast, the place where teachers from around the world meet to share innovative ideas about music education. Listen and learn as we help you motivate your students, grow your income, expand your studio, and become a more creative piano teacher.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast, your weekly dose of creative inspiration, fun conversation, and teaching tactics for your studio. We'll help you keep motivated and inspired as you teach and run your business and give you the confidence you need to explore some new ideas, teach more creatively, and grow the studio of your dreams. My name is Tim Topham, your host for the show, and whether this is your first time here or you've been listening to me and the podcast for years, thank you so much for your support and for tuning in again today. So put up your hand if you'd like more time in your life. Time to spend with your family, time to relax, maybe time to practice the piano a bit more, or even time to work on your business rather than always in it, and perhaps give yourself time to maybe even hire that extra teacher that you would really love to hire, or convert to a different style of teaching. Well, I can't see your hands up. I think a lot of you probably have put your hands up today. So we're going to be talking now all about one simple way that you can claw back some time in your schedule by hiring your first virtual assistant. So what is a virtual assistant and how does it all work? Well, that's exactly what we're going to be exploring today. Today's show notes and full transcript are now available at timtopham.com/episode157. So as I mentioned at the start, today's episode is all about finding more time by hiring someone to help with your studio business. And when we think about it, there are a number of ways that we could possibly create some more time for ourselves as a studio teacher. One of the most obvious would be to start teaching in groups or even just partners or buddies. And that's one way to give more leverage to the time that you're spending teaching. But I know that doesn't necessarily suit everyone. Not everyone has the space or room or perhaps even time to make that shift across. So maybe that's not right for you. So another option would be to hire another teacher to help take on some of your students and give you some more time to yourself. And I actually talked about this in episode number 136, which was all about hiring your first teacher, which was a case study with one of my Inner Circle members. So if you're interested in that and haven't had a listen to it, then please head back to episode number 136. There are two other ways that you could find more time for yourself without cutting down your teaching. One is to find ways that you can automate some of the administrative tasks that you're doing using software. For example, if you're still sending out invoices and checking payments are received into banks and perhaps even cashing in checks, then you're probably wasting a whole lot of time that you could very easily claw back using some software. And there's a lot of different studio software packages available. I personally use My Music Staff, and my members get 90 days of a free trial in the Inner Circle to test out that software, which does automatic monthly billing and invoicing. So literally, once you've set it up, you don't have to worry about it ever again, and the money just comes into your account. There's also things like email systems. So software like MailChimp, ActiveCampaign, and Aweber will allow you to automate your new student inquiries. So you don't have to be taking phone calls or replying manually to things. You can set things up like that. So that's another way to get back some administrative time using software. And then the last option, which we're going to talk about today, which doesn't necessarily have to be the last one that you exhaust, I actually think it's one of the best ways, is to hire an administrative assistant. And you could do this locally, so hiring someone that's in your town or maybe someone you know, or you can do it remotely. And that's why we use the word virtual in the word virtual assistant. So a virtual assistant is a person who helps in your business who isn't in your location. So they're somewhere in the world and you communicate with them online. And we'll talk a bit more about that in a moment. One of the issues that we all face running a small business is a concept called superhero syndrome. You might have heard of this from other people, and certainly not something that I've made up. Superhero syndrome is that syndrome that many business owners have when we think we can do everything ourselves, no matter how much we work ourselves into the ground and how much time it takes or how much it's killing us, we just feel we're the only people that can do certain things. That's known as superhero syndrome. And it's a really dangerous syndrome to get stuck in because ultimately there is only so much you can grow and only so much time that you have if you are feeling like you have to do everything yourself. So I really want you to think about ways in which you could potentially hand over some of the tasks that you do, particularly those that are repetitive and easily repeatable by someone using a computer, because that's the kind of task that a VA could be really helpful for in your studio. So we've got a few different options. We could, if we wanted to not go the virtual route, but actually find someone local, we could perhaps find a mother or father who works from home and could spend a few hours working on our business. So maybe a mum or dad of a student that you teach. There's also family and friends and connections to students are easy ways to potentially find someone who could help you in your business. Indeed, sometimes some very switched on high school or university level students could be really helpful to you in your business. Or, of course, you could hire a local person that you employ through a local Facebook group or job board in your area. And all of those are great options. However, there are many more options and a very much larger pool of people and very different payment structures if you look to the online space. And you may have heard of some of these sites that can help you find a virtual assistant. HireMyMum.com. Airtasker, Freelancer, and Upwork are just four of the very many platforms available to be able to connect with people around the world who can help you in your business. And we're going to talk a little bit later about Upwork because that's the platform I've used since I started my business, so for almost 10 years now, to find people who can help with tasks that I need done or doing. So there are two types of VA or virtual assistant. One we would call a general virtual assistant, and this is someone that can do a whole variety of different tasks. But keep in mind that just as you shouldn't be a superhero, there's no virtual assistant that really is truly a superhero in every area of work. So you'll find that while some virtual assistants may say that they can write blog posts, do your bookkeeping, design your logo, and anything else that you can think of, it's likely that they have strong skills in one area and weaker skills in others. So for a start, you might want to hire someone for a specific job or two, which you know they're good at, and then maybe they can start working in some different areas, but you might find that it is actually better to hire someone completely different for some of those other roles. So one type of VA is the general VA. The other one is a specialist. So let's say you are really sick of doing Facebook posts, but you know they're actually quite useful for your business or your Facebook advertising. Then hiring a specialist for that role can be a great way to find someone who not only knows is knowledgeable about that subject, maybe they even are more knowledgeable than you are and so can get better results for you. So that's a great way and great reason to use a specialist virtual assistant. So what are some of the advantages of a virtual assistant over a local assistant? Well, one of the most important ones is actually the rate of pay. For those of you who aren't so familiar with different rates of pay around the world, you'll find that virtual assistants located in Asian countries like the Philippines and even India and Thailand, Vietnam, all charge very low rates. And that's just because of the different economic situations these countries are in. So while $5 an hour might be a good rate to someone working in an Asian country, of course, it's a very low rate for us over here. When it comes to pay rates, this is one of the biggest benefits of hiring a virtual assistant. Now, you still get what you pay for. So I wouldn't encourage anyone to hire someone for $5 an hour unless the role is very, very repetitive and easy to do, because you will probably need someone who is a little bit more switched on more independent and can work more autonomously than someone who might be costing you $5 an hour. But for between $6 and $10 an hour, you can get some fantastic VAs from countries like the Philippines. Whereas if you're paying locally in your own currency, it might be $20 an hour as a minimum. So that's one big advantage of hiring someone online. The other is flexibility and time zones. So oftentimes, VAs will be in different parts of the world and different time zones to you. And so what I've found in hiring my own VAs is that when I'm sleeping, quite often they're working because that's their daylight hours. So I can set them tasks to do when I go to sleep and I can wake up and they're done. It's almost magic. So time zones are really great too. And finally, another advantage of having a VA is that you pay only by the hours that they work. And depending on the platform you use to hire your VA, you can even keep tabs on what they're doing for you through some of their systems, things like work diaries, which will actually show you every 10 seconds a screenshot of what they're doing and give them a productivity rating. So just because they are remote and you can't see them and perhaps you don't even meet them, it doesn't mean that you're not keeping a close eye on what they're doing and making sure they're being productive. So there's just a few advantages of having a virtual assistant. So let's look at disadvantages and what might be holding you back from hiring a VA. I guess one of the first things would be that perhaps you've never employed someone. If you've been running a studio from home or even been employed by a music school, perhaps hiring someone isn't something you've actually done. And that might be a little bit scary, which I totally understand. I remember I was really nervous when I first hired someone online. The great thing about virtual assistants is that they're all working as contractors. So they work for multiple people, they bill you by the hour, and you pay in that way as well. And depending on the agreement that you have with them, if they aren't performing or not doing the tasks that you required, then you're not locked into months and months of employment contracts that you can't get out of. Contractors work for the hours that they're paid, and if they're not doing the work, then you stop paying them and you find someone who can. So that should ease some of the concern about employing someone, but I totally understand that fear of, actually, I've never done that before. But you'll be amazed at the change you'll make. And I have a feeling, and I've spoken to many people who have made this change, that once you've done it, you'll be amazed at just how much you want to hire more people to help you with all the other tasks that you'd like to not do. What about another thing that might be holding you back could be that you're not sure if they'll actually do the work or not. And so I mentioned before how many of the online platforms have work diaries or ways to see what your contractor is actually doing while they're working for you. A lot of them also track the hours and bill you automatically through the platform that you hired them on. So you don't have to worry so much about that. Another reason why people will tend to do the work well is because of ratings. All the platforms work on a rating system, and you'll find that if people don't get positive ratings because they've done a poor job, then no one will continue to hire them and they'll drop off the system. So that's another thing that protects you with regard to the work that they're doing. But of course, as an employer, you will have to make sure that they are doing what you've asked them to in a reasonable amount of time. And that is part of the role of employing someone to help you. And finally, another thing that may be holding you back, and I had big issues with this when I first started building my business and hiring other people to help, is that it's really hard to know if you can afford it. And when it comes to building a business and hiring other people, it's often the case that you really need to hire someone when you really can't quite afford it. But you know that by hiring that person, you may be able to bring in some more income because of either the work that they'll be doing or the time that you open up for yourself by not doing that job that you can then spend on doing something more profitable or more productive, like going into schools maybe, getting more students into your studio. So if you're unsure whether you can afford it, I totally understand that. And of course, if you're running a studio that's barely breaking even or even making a loss, then maybe this isn't right for you. But if you are making a small profit, this is definitely something to think about. And the question I always ask myself, and I have to keep reminding myself even now, is what else could I be spending my time doing that is more profitable or more productive than the job that I'm about to give to someone else? So, for example, in my business, if I was sitting doing some research task that was going to take 3 hours that someone else could do, if I did hire someone else to do that and instead I spent 3 hours talking to other people or setting up some more webinars or promotions or creating a new course, those are things that only I can do and are things that are likely to improve my business down the track rather than spending my time doing a research task, which anyone could do for me and would save me that time. So that's the kind of thing to think about when it comes to hiring someone for your studio. So you're probably also wondering what kind of jobs this person might do. Well, the great news is that they really can do anything that doesn't require an in-person presence and can be done on a computer. So for example, they could help you with emailing or invoicing if you're still doing manual invoicing, or even scheduling your students or following up inquiries from new students for you if you have a set way to do that. Of course, I would suggest emailing, invoicing, scheduling and follow-up all happens automatically with software as much as you can. But if you're not doing that, then that's something a person could help you with. Support, technical support. If you sell products or run courses, even in your own studio, if you tend to get a lot of people, maybe you're teaching a studio that has lessons with a lot of people online and there are technical issues, maybe having someone on your support team or who can answer some of those basic connection questions could be really useful, again, to give you more time back. What about recital and event planning, finding venues for events, finding venues for recitals, booking trial lessons in with students, following up trial lesson attendees who haven't got back to you? What about writing blog posts to help with your SEO? In fact, what about hiring someone to help with your SEO? These are all things that a VA could potentially help you with and be very effective for. I was even thinking before that if you wanted to try running a pop showcase recital, which I've talked about a lot on the blog and podcast, you'll need to find some instrumentalists who can play along with your students. So there's a task that potentially a VA could do for you. Just think about anything that can be done online remotely and anything that you don't need in-person contact for will be something that a VA can do for you. So as an example, some of the roles that I've employed VAs for in the past include social media posting, graphic design, Facebook advertising, Google advertising, SEO, support, development, software code. And in fact, I actually did an episode when I talked about how my team looks and who helps me do what. If you were interested in that, head back to episode number 116, which was from December 2018, when I was talking about what was coming up for the next year and also talking about how my business actually looks and who is actually helping, because I've got a lot of people behind the scenes now. And it all started with my first VA hire way back in 2015, I think it was when I first started hiring people to help me. Now, a quick word from our sponsor, My Music Staff. Most of you have already heard about My Music Staff and how their software helps thousands of music teachers manage their businesses more efficiently. They handle all of your student management issues, scheduling, billing, and so much more. It's what I personally use in my own studio, and it's no surprise why it's the leading studio management software. What I think really makes My Music Staff stand out is its community-driven development and personal approach to customer support. It was such a pleasant surprise jumping into My Music Staff for the first time and realizing how in tune it was with my business and the ins and outs of a music studio. Since they partner with the music community to develop their software, they've been able to anticipate what teachers need and are constantly improving their software to exceed expectations. And a more recent example of responding to community feedback was the addition of a very popular feature, streaming video and audio files directly within the My Music Staff app. And that means that no longer do you have to download files to your device. So it makes it incredibly easy to share content with your students. My Music Staff is super easy to get up and running. The transition away from paper and spreadsheets is painless. If you do need help, the quality of support is second to none, and you'll always get a fully personalized response. I have yet to see the level of attention and care I receive from My Music Staff provided by any other software platforms I use, and I use a lot of software in my business. So what have you got to lose? Just go to mymusicstaff.com and sign up for their free 30-day trial today. Okay, so we've talked about some of the kinds of jobs that a potential VA could do for you in your business and your studio. But how do you actually teach them to do what they need to do if they're not sitting next to you at your computer? Well, it's actually incredibly easy. And I use screen recording software called Snagit, S-N-A-G space I-T, Snagit. It's made by the makers of Camtasia, which is a very popular screen recording software. But look, there are lots of free options out there that will allow you to record your screen while you talk through what you're actually doing. So let's say I've got a repetitive task coming up that I know I would like some help with. Perhaps it's sending out invoices. So you would get Word up on your screen or whatever you use for your invoices. You would hit record, you'd make sure your microphone's on, and you'd start talking through. Okay, so what I'd like you to do first is enter the student's details into this part of the template. And you're going to need to get that from our database, which is over here. So I'll show you how to do that. All right, the next thing is to go over to our scheduling software, make sure you put in the right number of lessons, and you put that in here. And et cetera, you just talk through every step of the process while you're actually doing it and they're watching you do it. You can then send that to the VA and ask them to repeat that task one time and then show you the outcome. And then you check it, make sure you're happy with the work that they've done. You can even ask them to create a checklist for that task so that if you did want to hand that task on to someone else, you can just say, here, here's the video, there's a checklist, off you go, and they should be okay to do it. And when you're happy with the outcome, you can ask them to, okay, off you go, go and do the next 20 of those or whatever it is. So it's incredibly easy to actually record things on your screen that you find yourself doing repeatedly. And that tends to be the process that I use to work out whether it is worth finding someone else to help me. If I find I'm doing the same thing over and over and it's repetitive, then all I do is I quickly turn on the screen recorder. Even if I haven't got someone in mind who could help with it, I'll just record the next time I do it, record clearly what I'm doing, and hope that I can find someone to help me with it in the near future. And there are always tasks that we all do, aren't there, that we really would prefer not to do. And how good would that feeling be if you could finally hand that over to someone and never have to do it again? Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, that's where a VA can really help you out. So to keep in touch with your VA, you could use email, of course. You could use Messenger or FaceTime or whatever messaging platform that you prefer. I personally use a communication platform called Slack, S-L-A-C-K. You can use it for free. And it just tends to get all your communication out of email because we all have email inboxes that tend to be pretty busy and overflowing. So I use that software called Slack. It's a business chat application that is very popular and used around the world to communicate with my VAs. And if you get more than one, then that's a good time to start looking at some communication software. And that one's free, which is great. The other thing that I would recommend you use or invest in or consider using is some kind of project management software. So you could use something like Trello. I use a software program called Asana, which you can also use for free up to, you know, lots and lots of people. So Asana is a great one for actually tracking projects, completion of projects, task lists. And also, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, if you're asking your VA to create a checklist for a task that they're doing, they can create that kind of thing in Asana and you can share it with other people, with yourself. You can see them checking it off. They can duplicate it for the next time they do it, etc. So I really like Asana, A-S-A-N-A, for project management. But as I say, there's many others, Trello, Basecamp, all sorts of different ones. Some free, some are paid. But those two communication and organizational bits of software, Slack and Asana, I think are my go-to, and I now run my business on both of those applications. So let's finish off by actually talking about how you go about hiring one of these people and finding them. I mentioned earlier that there are a number of different websites and apps that you could use. For my VA team and my team members generally, I use a platform called Upwork, UPWORK.com, Upwork. It's one of the biggest and most popular freelancing and virtual assistant style websites. And if you go on there and create an account, you can actually browse through and search for the kinds of roles that you might like. So you could search for notation specialist or SEO specialist or social media poster. Whatever it is that you would like, you can actually search on there and just browse through profiles and get a feeling for the kinds of people that are there, the kinds of rates that they're expecting to be paid. So everyone will have a profile. It will tell you about their skills. You'll be able to see their rating from other people. You'll be able to see how long they've been on the platform, how many jobs they've done, and you'll be able to see some of their credentials. So if they've done courses or training, most of these platforms will have things like English proficiency tests, and depending on their area of expertise, there might be a social media manager test or a development, software development test. So you can see how they rate in things like that. So you can have a little bit of a browse through and get a feeling for what kind of people are out there. When it comes to writing your job description, well, that's when, if you've never done this before, you might need some help. So what I've actually done is I've created a video. It's actually a screen recording, funnily enough, of me using Upwork to hire one of my team. And this is a video that is in my Inner Circle resource library for all my members, so anyone can access if you're a member. And you can actually look over my shoulder and read my job description and see me talk through how to actually go about using this platform to hire your first VA. And I really do encourage you to check that out, because there are mistakes that you can make, and it's very easy to make mistakes on a platform like this, particularly when you're hiring someone for the first time. So I'm not going to go through exactly how to avoid them, because there's a few little details you need to see on my screen. And the best way to do that is to have a look at my screencast. So after you've done your search, you've got an idea of who might be there and who could help you, you can then create your job description. So there are various elements to the job description. There's the written part, just talking about what you're actually looking for. There's also sections where you can choose, are you going to pay them by the project? So is it a one-off project for $100 that they do job X, or is it weekly or monthly or just hourly? How does it actually work? And your expected rate of pay. You can also choose on these platforms whether the person you're looking for is an independent contractor or they work for an agency. And both of those groups are represented on most of these platforms. Agencies, I tend to stick clear of. I like contacting and hiring someone personally, someone who is not working for someone else, so there's no intermediary. I prefer hiring someone who's going to work directly with me and doesn't work for another organization. So I prefer not to use agencies, but that might not be for everyone. I also have a really close look at their reviews and their performance percentage. So Upwork, for example, provides a percentage of feedback scale. So how much have, or how many 100% or 5 out of 5 reviews have they got? If it's 100% performance satisfaction, then you know that person and they've done, you know, 1,000 jobs, then that's probably a really great person. If they've got 5 out of 5 or 100%, but they've only done one job, then maybe you might question that, and maybe hiring someone that's only done one job isn't the best way to start. So there's a few things to look at like that. You'll then, once you have posted your job ad, you'll start getting inquiries and people will start posting you their applications. So you then need to go through them like any other job ad and choose some people that you would like to interview. And I normally do interviews over Zoom. You might use Skype. And from that, you'll then be able to choose the person that you'd like to start with. Now, again, there are some other steps in there which I really encourage you to take to avoid any issues with people who are dodgy or spammers. Unfortunately, these people do get into systems like this. And so I do have some foolproof ways of avoiding that. Again, it's in my video of me actually using Upwork, and it's available in my Inner Circle members area. At that, you can head to access at timtopham.com/community. So you'll get access to that. All of my courses, of course. I always say that, don't I? All of my courses, of course, including things like my Facebook advertising course. And like, there's just so much in there. On this topic too, we've also got a studio marketing course, and we've got one on building a website from scratch or updating your website too, which is really important. So all of that's available to you in my Inner Circle community, and of course this video about how I use Upwork to hire virtual assistants. So I wish you all the best with looking at considering this as an option for your studio. Again, just keep in mind a few things. Keep in mind repetitive tasks that you do online that you don't want to do anymore. That's the first kind of thing that you might want to get rid of, particularly if that role is quite time consuming. So keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that trade-off in your time. If you feel that you could be doing something better with your time, then it may be worth considering getting an assistant in to help. Particularly if, for example, let's just do a really quick calculation. If you tend to spend 3 hours a week on administration that perhaps someone else could do for you, and you charge $50 an hour, then that's $150 worth of your time spent on that admin task. If you could find a VA somewhere, let's say the Philippines, who could do that same task for $8 an hour, 3 times 8 is $24 total. So instead of spending $150 of your time, you've spent $24 and you've got back 3 hours of your time. If that doesn't make financial sense, then I don't know what does. So that's the kind of thing that I do when I'm considering whether I can hire someone for my business. And remember, as I said, you're hiring someone on an hourly basis. So if you're not committing to pay them 40 hours a week or something like that, if it was a full-time employee, they're only doing the hours that they need. So if 1 week you need them for 1 hour and the next week you need them for 5 hours and then the next week you need them for 0 hours, that's okay. They get paid for what they do. And once they know the job, then they can always be called on to do it. So I do hope this makes you think about ways in which you can potentially hand over some of those jobs and hopefully get back some more time for either building your business, maybe teaching some more because that's going to bring in more income than your admin tasks, maybe for hiring another teacher, or maybe you'd just like some more time to not teach or work and spend more time with your family. And if that's the case, fantastic. I'd love to hear too what tasks you think you might be able to hand over to a VA. Let's share some of these ideas. You can either head to the show notes page at timtopham.com/episode157 or find this post about this episode on my Facebook page or just leave me a message somewhere that other people can see. So it might be on Twitter or on Instagram. It'd be fantastic to read what are some of those jobs that you would love to get rid of and would just be delighted to never have to do again. Let's see if we can get you hooked up with a virtual assistant. Let me know if you've got any questions as well. And of course, more information is available inside my community at timtopham.com/community. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and it's given you some food for thought about ways in which you might be able to find a little bit more time in your schedule by outsourcing some of those administrative tasks that you don't necessarily need to be doing, and perhaps you indeed shouldn't be doing because someone else could do them much more simply and much faster, allowing you to focus on other things. So if it's made you think a little bit more about that, then I feel like I've been a success today, and I do hope you will investigate a little bit more about this idea of hiring a VA. And definitely tune in to the resources I've got about this in the Inner Circle if you're not there already, because it does help to be able to see exactly someone's process for hiring online and to avoid some of those mistakes that are really, really common. Now, if you haven't recently left me an iTunes or Facebook review, I would really, really appreciate it. Obviously, a lot of work goes into all these episodes, and so to have some support in the form of a review can really, really help. If you would like to find out how to do that and you're not too sure, just head to timtopham.com/iTunes and we'll give you the details. Next week on the podcast, we have another case study of one of my members. And this member has done some extraordinary things in just 1 year. He has managed to triple his revenue in the space of a year. Yes, that was triple. Without hiring 1,000 people and buying 1,000 keyboards, he has done it through obviously a lot of hard work, some clever marketing, and he's going to unpack it all and explain exactly how he did it in next week's episode, which also includes part of the way he's managed to have such success is to hire a VA. So we're going to also talk about how that helped my guest next week. Until then, I'm Tim Topham, and this is the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just before you go, if you've enjoyed today's show, I'd love for you to check out my Inner Circle Piano Teaching Community. It's the go-to resource for piano teachers looking to continue their professional development, connect with other teachers and experts around the world, and to access hundreds of world-class training resources, including our academy courses, lesson plans, teaching videos, technology help, and much more. Whether you're just starting out or have been working hard to build your studio for a while, the Inner Circle community will give you the skills, support, and confidence you need to grow the studio of your dreams. Whether that's just about teaching a small number of students one-on-one in your home, or about hiring a commercial space, employing other teachers, and building an entire music teaching empire. With courses on both the teaching and business side of running your studio, live coaching, and our thriving community forums, you can get quick answers to questions, set yourself challenges, get feedback on your ideas, and feel confident teaching in new and exciting ways. For more info and how to join us inside the circle, head over to timtopham.com/community today. I'll see you on the inside.
We'll conclude this evening's entertainment.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Piano Teaching Podcast. We'd love to help take your teaching to the next level as a member of our supportive community. Use the coupon Piano Podcast for $100 off an annual membership of Tim's Inner Circle today. To find out more, head to timtopham.com/community.